People typically cross the Straits of Mackinac over the Mackinac Bridge. One man, meanwhile, makes his living from looking up at the span. Ty Bugby works with Great Turtle Kayak Tours. He manages the company's Mackinac City site. The other one is on Mackinac Island. He could be described as a tour guide. He and his staff lead kayakers of all experience levels on excursions under the Mackinac Bridge.
Have you all been paddling on Lake Michigan or anything before?
Not the Great Lakes, no.
Gotcha. I heard you're from Saginaw. Have you ever, like, paddled on the bay at all? Or?
No, just rivers.
He says it's not uncommon for those who've never sat in a kayak to sign up for the tours. Prior to each trip, he gives a brief training on procedures and safety, everything from how to direct the kayak to signals out in the water.
We have a few paddle signals that we use on the water just in case things get inaudible. With us being by the bridge, if we have a truck or anything that goes by, this just kind of helps us be able to communicate on the water. So if I ever go like this, it means hold your position where you are. If I go like this, it means come to me. And then if I point in any direction with my paddle, it means go in that direction.
Ty started paddling 7 years ago at a YMCA camp in Jackson. He eventually went on to become a counselor at the camp that put him in an instructor role.
So first things first, my name is Ty. I'm going to be your guide today with John. We're going to be doing a sunset tour. It's a perfect night for that. No clouds. It's going to be a great sunset. The conditions tonight are pretty much perfect. We got about a 3 to 4 mile an hour wind coming from the east. So that's going to make things super easy for us tonight. It's going to be really glassy on the water, which is really what we want.
After several summers of paddling for the camp, he decided to move on. Although the Straits met the criteria that Ty describes as big water, he says it wasn't just the location that drew him to work as an instructor.
I was looking around for different places on the Great Lakes to work, and because of my interest in Line 5 and wanting to be a part of that movement to get it out of the water, I started to look at Mackinac a little bit more.
Ty is referring, of course, to the controversial oil pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. It's owned by Canadian corporation Enbridge and carries hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil per day. It might not come as a surprise that Ty doesn't stray away from having conversations about the pipeline while with his tours.
You can't paddle in oil. Our Mackinac City location would be one of the first businesses to be impacted, even by a minor leak on Line 5. It would take out our tour routes right there, so we're pretty vocal about it.
Ty says his work week fluctuates with tour demand and comes with early mornings and late nights. This is Ty's third season, and although he says he hasn't grown tired of seeing majestic views over the Straits, he most looks forward to building connections with the people that come on the trips.
We have some smaller tour sizes, so it kind of gives us the opportunity to develop more of a rapport on the water, you know, being able to focus on one or two or three people and kind of create a relationship. It's cool to be able to have somebody from India or somebody from Norway who's never been to Northern Michigan before, to be able to share our space with them and to be able to help them develop that connection with our water and to, I guess, just have a really good experience in their trip here. That's a really cool opportunity.
He says the job certainly comes with its perks. The views, the location, the outside office. But when fall arrives, the office inevitably closes down for the year. Ty says the pay doesn't deter him from working a seasonal job.
There's kind of this notion that if you want to do a job like being a kayak guide or any sort of adventure guide, you're going to be living out of your car, it's going to be a super low-wage job, and you're going to struggle to make ends meet. But I think if you find the right places and really invest yourself, it's easy to make a comfortable living and allow that to be the only thing that you do. So I would say that I'm super comfortable with what I'm doing, and I'm really happy too, which is a big bonus.
Ty says he plans on staying with Great Turtle for the immediate future. He admires the ethics behind the company and the work it does in pushing for environmental concerns in the area. And the view can't be beat. For Take This Job and Love It, I'm Steve Keen, WCMU News.